News for the Brewers once again today.
No.
Who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
Y'all crazy, bitch.
You, bitch.
Bitch to Mitch, Monday at 4, brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit zvctattoo.com. Let's move from professional sports to a beer league, rec league sports over the weekend. I had a great day Saturday. The Krieger Kickball Classic at O'Brien's Pub raised a lot of money for the event. It was a great charity event, a lot of fun. But it was a kickball tournament that we enter a squad here, mainly people that work in this building here at the Milwaukee Radio Group that we play in every year.
Yeah.
We got second place last year. We've been in the semifinals before. One year we got bounced in the first rounds and didn't make it out. So we play Saturday. Everyone gets to O'Brien's about 11 o'clock. That's when the event officially starts. And our first game is at noon. And we're playing back-to-back games, noon and one. So we end up winning both of those. You know, we get to the championship round. So we got a break. We play at 3 o'clock. That's about when you showed up, Mitch, in between there. You were there for our 3 o'clock game and our 5 o'clock game on Saturday. We win 3 o'clock, Joe.
So 3 o'clock semifinals.
Connie, you still played. Even if we lost, we still would play the second game.
But if you win, you're in the championship.
But it sets up that the team we're playing at 5 has also been undefeated. So this is the championship game. You win the Krieger Classic Kickball Championship at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
Our break in between. Our semifinal and final. Yes, I wish we just played back-to-back.
Too long.
Would have been a lot easier. So I decide, Joe, I go, man, I want to watch this other team play. The team we're going to play has to play back-to-back because they're playing at 4 and 5.
So you're going to do a little scouting.
I just want to watch and see how they play. I've heard that they're good, and I saw them play a little bit. And I go, man, that's when I was walking up at 11, they were starting, and I saw they were wearing pink team shirts. I go, that pink team looks pretty damn good.
Now, when you're scouting a kickball team like that, can you pick out some weaknesses? Like, can you go, all right, this dude in left is the guy is where we want
right.
to be kicking
right.
the ball,
see,
right?
See who's, but see they who's, mix it up, so you
yeah,
can change.
But you but, can get an idea. Right.
Even if they change it up, you go, okay, that player yeah. looks a little shaky on defense.
He's a
liability. Go that side.
Right.
Or she's yeah. dropped a few in left center field or what's
to try to
the
find
case.
Her when she's
this is,
at, right.
This is co-ed, so some, yeah. you know, great girl players, great guy players
yeah.
in this league.
Okay.
So I go, I'm not going to go back to the bar. I'm just going to sit. We have a cooler of some drinks. And I'm just going to sit and watch. And half the squad decided to do the same. Not walk back and let's just watch another team play. We're going to play for the title. I even stopped Joe at this point. I don't even want to have a drink between the games. I'm just going to drink some water, rehydrate myself.
Well, you're the manager
and play,
also.
And play one more game here.
Captain, manager,
Captain,
what's your
manager,
title?
Yeah, both.
Both, okay.
Man,
yeah.
I put it together. Put the lineups together with yep. input from others.
Are you responsible for subbing players in and out?
I don't do it where I'm... I kind of set parameters. I go, okay, everyone just kind of, you three rotate here amongst yourselves.
And then they kind of police themselves.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, at certain critical points, I went, okay.
You
got to
step in at times.
Nobody that's not wearing cleats can play in the outfield right now because it's a one-run game. We can't. I see too many people falling down because they're not wearing cleats in the slick grass.
Yeah.
It rained a little bit, not heavy rain, but it was a little bit wet out there. So championship game starts. Good team are playing. I think we gave up a run in the first. Whatever. After the third inning, they're up 3-0. Clearly
close,
still
man.
In it. Lots of kickball to go.
Gettable.
It's been tough. We had a couple of mistakes. Left a few runners on base. It's
how
okay.
many? How many innings is a regulation
nine.
Kickball?
We'll play nine.
Full nine.
Play a full nine.
Okay.
3-0. And then Mitch, as the top of the fourth or bottom of the fourth, whatever it was, unfolded. What did I say to you in the dugout as error upon error kept piling up in the fateful fourth inning on Saturday?
Barnett turned to me and said, alcohol is a big factor in this game.
I said, Mitch, my team's too drunk.
And I said, and I looked at him and I go, man, I didn't know, but
my team is too
drunk. They were sweaty for yeah. the semifinal game.
Yeah.
Sweaty and a little shined up.
Yeah.
In that hour, what happened?
I don't know what happened,
Joe.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. Half the squad went back to the bar, and in that hour, it was it's like the past 5 hours just all caught up at once to half the team. For the championship game.
I'm talking
game.
Stumbly, falling down.
Really good players, too. Really solid
yeah,
players.
I
solid
know.
Hands. Never make mistakes. Are now dropping, misjudging balls. Just bouncing off the shoulder. Bouncing over their head.
And
it was bad.
And just in the blink of an eye, from 3-0, it went 10-0.
10-0.
Wow.
7-run fourth
in
inning.
In the fourth?
And that
yep.
was it.
That
all
was
right,
it.
Now, I know there are a couple of people who are known to this program who were playing in the game. So I want to run down a couple.
Okay.
The Jumish was in the game.
Jumish
How
was
did Jumish do?
Jumish was good. He was shined up, but he, out of the shined up players, he played the best. He played well. He didn't really, it really didn't affect him that
he
much.
He got dirty and sweaty. He was on the ground scraping, and he was hustling.
Was there ever a moment where you thought, I got to pull the Jumish from the game?
Well, because he hurt himself. And so we're thinking we should take him out for his own safety, but... He wasn't listening. No.
Here's what he said. He looked at Borna.
Yeah.
Kind of cross-eyed, like how I look at you every day with my bad eye.
Yes, yes.
And he goes, just because I can't walk doesn't mean I can't run.
Oh, that's good drunk logic.
That's good logic.
And I looked at Borna. I looked right at you and I go, did you hear what he just said?
Can't argue with that, Mitch.
And Borna goes, go ahead, stay in. You're good.
What do you come back with?
You can't.
There's no comeback to that.
Just because I can walk doesn't mean I can't run.
Doesn't mean I can't run.
All right, go get him.
I get it. That's fine.
All right, who's another name?
How about the Kamish? Did the Kamish play?
No Kamish played. He usually spearheaded this whole thing, but with the new baby, the new addition, Kamish is taking this kickball season
Don
off.
Don Black does not play.
Don Black's not in there.
Okay.
Sales lady Tia.
Oh, yeah.
My ginge.
The fiery redhead.
She plays well. She plays well. She was in the lower tier of drunks in that game. She was playing pretty well. She wasn't in the, what I call the top half of being the most shined up.
Right. And you were okay.
Game. I was okay.
Did you ever at any point consider Borna as the team captain and manager? Did you ever consider putting Mitch in for one of the drunks?
He did.
I did.
You made it in the game?
Yeah.
I gave him that bat.
But he made it in the game.
You would have, had the game gone on, I think you would have pulled someone and put me out in the field.
Yeah,
right?
I actually should have put you in the field. I should have.
Were you wearing
your
Chuck Taylors?
Yeah. But I still was not nearly, because I was helping Joey at the fundraiser.
Yeah.
So I wasn't pounding.
Okay.
So I was guaranteed one of the most sober on the team, for sure. Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So you got an at bat. How did you do?
I didn't do well. I kicked
it's hard.
One.
It's hard.
Kicked one. It just went foul. You get two foul balls.
Two
that's
foul
it.
Balls.
Two
and
strikes
ball.
And you're
yeah.
out.
Correct.
And one was just, I haven't kicked a ball in quite some time.
Okay.
But the second one, I was thinking, I'm going to go down right.
So you were aiming it.
Left field, third base
line. Okay, you're trying to hug
and
the line.
The right thing.
And
I get it.
And the guy just let it go, and it went foul.
That's good strategy, though, on your part, Mitch. You were trying to hug the line. That's good.
But I made an out.
Yeah.
So we lost the championship.
Because
we got second place.
Alcohol may have been a factor.
Alcohol was definitely a factor.
So our topic for Bitch to Mitch today is what?
Just how has alcohol been a factor in a stupid scenario like a kickball championship game? We don't want to get into like serious alcohol problems.
Car accidents.
But you know, things of like, you miss a job interview. You had a big important work function. Maybe you had wedding duties. Maybe you're a best man, and you got a little too messed up at the wedding, so something went wrong.
Maybe something happened like at your bachelor or bachelorette party that pissed off your significant other.
Okay,
alcohol was a factor.
Just fun stuff.
All right, so that's what we want to hear. Alcohol may have been a factor.
Yeah,
we want to hear your stories today. 414-799-1029. Joe Borna and Mitch on the Hog.
Joe and Borna, Milwaukee's 1029, The Hog.
It's Bitch to Mitch. Alcohol may have been a factor. Welcome to the program. What's your story?
Oh, so I was late to my cousin's wedding one day, and because I was drinking with the groomsmen beforehand, then afterward, continued drinking, made it to the ceremony, kept on drinking, made it to the dance. Just after dinner, I had drank quite a bit at this point and ended up attempting to turn a dance move, which I fell down, and then I ended up smacking my chin on the ground and ended up in the emergency room.
There you go.
Way to wreck your family wedding.
At a wedding night.
Yeah, that's perfect. Great. At a hospital visit to a wedding day. Thanks. Okay, Bitch to Mitch, alcohol may have been a factor. What happened?
I got a bunch of good ones, but a quick one is my cousin's 30th birthday. I flew in from Houston, and we surprised them. And on a back note, for my 30th, they got me completely drunk. I was passed out puking by like 9 p.m.
Okay.
But we were going to do the same. We were going to do the same thing for him. So we're at Brothers. This has got to be like 10 years ago down on Water Street. And so we're going. He's drinking. We're drinking nonstop Long Island iced teas. And he's beyond drunk. His mom has a cake, like a sheet cake, like a 2 foot sheet cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brings out a butcher knife. Damien, cut the cake. So he's got the knife and he's like wood chopping it like he would like a lumberjack on a tree. So we start throwing around the cake. Of course, we're on the top level. I believe it was Brothers. We're on the top level. We're throwing around the cake. The bartender comes over and asks them, please stop. He's sweeping it up. And they're like, Chris, me, you're getting a little bit overboard. We're going to have, you know, let's move to the next place. So we're leaving. And there's two guys there that I never met them, but they were on our fantasy football league. Because, like I said, everyone's up here. And that year, I happened to take Frank Gore as my first pick. He got hurt. He was out for the season. I was like 0-7 at the time. These two guys look at me and they go, hey, how about Frank Gore? And I kind of looked at them both like, what the hell are you doing? So I take both their chinks, chug them, and then I throw them at the bartender and just scream vulgarities about Frank Gore. And then we were escorted out. So the party lasted 45 minutes.
Just think of taking that knife and hacking this cake.
Yeah, like Freddy Krueger. That's the image that I have.
Yeah, exactly. Cake going everywhere. All right, 414-799-1029. Alcohol may have been a factor for Bitch to Mitch today on the Hog. Joe Bourne and Mitch for Bitch to Mitch. We're talking about alcohol stories. Alcohol may have been a factor. Let's go to Matt in Milwaukee. Matt, what happened to you?
Well, we were at the state bowling tournament in Sheboygan. Me and my brother-in-law and our buddy. And we were drinking all day. I forget what time we started. My brother-in-law, the instigator, the one that was ordering shots of Tanqueray, it's like midnight at this point. We were shooting doubles pool for $5 a piece. We were on the table for a couple hours. And, I mean, at least it seemed like that. And then in between shots, he goes, sits down at the table, passes out. I'm like, hey, can I have my other buddy finish this game out and you guys can have the table after? So we won the game, walked out. He ended up walking home in his bowling shoes in the rain, wakes up in the morning. He left his bowling balls at the bowling alley. He had to dry his shoes off with the hair dryer in the hotel room. It was just insane.
Yeah, but that, go ahead.
I had never seen him that drunk before. It was hilarious. It was just all the stupid, you know, miscellaneous, like, inconsequential stuff that happened.
Just little mishaps along the way.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he enjoyed that Tanqueray, so it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Who drinks shots of Tanqueray?
Yeah. Let's go to Jason in West Bend. What's your alcohol story?
Well, back in 2005, me and nine of us, wives and boyfriends, we went to go see Motley Crue for the Red, White, and Blue Crew tour. And I don't drink, so at the end of the concert, I had to call 10 people back to the Magic Bus so we can get ourselves back to West Bend. I lost my wife 5 times in the process. I lost my best friend 3 times in the process of trying to herd everybody back to our taxi. I finally found my wife. I called her. She tells me we're on our way out of Summerfest. Just watch for us as we got like 1,000 people walking out of Summerfest after the concert. So I'm the only sober one here trying to herd 9 other people back to the bus.
Yeah.
Get back to the bus, 5 of the other people decided to go for another walk, so I had to go find them again.
Yep.
It's like herding sheep that aren't listening.
Thanks for the call.
You know what I mean? If you're the only sober one, you can't just go, Debbie Sue, get over here. Joe, Borna, come here, please. And you just follow them all around and grab them like kids, and they just wander off.
Last summer, we went to Guns N' Roses at Soldier Field, and it was my wife and all her siblings, and it was like going to be this great family, brothers and sisters, you know, day. Her sister got so messed up before the concert started that we were all contemplating just leaving her. Because we didn't know we got to drag her around for the rest of the day. We got to watch her. We got to take her. We want to enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's either enjoy the show or babysit the drunk sister.
If you have to babysit, it's miserable.
We got her in. We got her to her seat, and we went, just sit there. And that's what she did, and we enjoyed the show.
There you go. Yeah. It is herding sheep, though.
Oh,
you're absolutely
God,
right,
it's the
Mitch.
Worst.
Because one strays off as soon as you get one settled.
Yes.
Let's go to Eric in Menominee Falls. Alcohol may have been a factor in what?
Hey, guys. So I was the best man in my buddy's wedding. It's coming up on 4 years ago now. And so we started drinking, of course, as we're getting ready. And just doing straight pulls of whiskey from the bottle. Well, fast forward to the reception, I'm not that great at public speaking, so, and I was pretty lit up. Well, I got to give a speech, which just went very poorly. I just kind of winged it.
Yeah.
And that was a terrible idea. But, so then after that...
You didn't talk about your past relationship with the bride or anything like that, did you?
No. Okay. No.
I've seen those go south before. Yeah. Somebody gets a little drunk, too. Yeah. So anyway, go ahead. Afterwards, go ahead.
So afterwards, you know, the dance floor is going and we're all boogieing and whatnot. And the groom goes, "Hey, man, do the worm." And I'm like, "No, man, there's no way. I can't do the worm." He's like, "Come on, man, do it." I'm like, "Well, I got to appease my best friend and the groom, right?"
Yeah, sure. You're shined up.
Absolutely. I was way too shined up. I hit the floor, and I see something go shooting across the floor. I get up, and I'm still boogieing. And the groom goes, "Dude, you just chipped your tooth."
Yep.
Oh,
saw
yeah.
it coming.
Yeah.
Your
so,
tooth.
And it was a front tooth,
face
for sure.
Planted. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I got a chipped front tooth. The tooth next to it is cracked in two places. And then, yeah, if that's not enough, my wife wasn't too thrilled. My wife had just stopped smoking. So she told me very specifically not to go out and smoke a cigar with the guys.
Yep.
Well, you know how that ended.
Yep. Not well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. She caught me and then went to the hotel, and then I don't know, a while later I called her up. I'm like, "Hey, are you in the bathroom?" She's like, "I'm at the hotel," and just hung up on me.
Yep. No, yeah,
you ruined the night. You ruined the night. Ruined the night. You got shined up.
Yep. I had a great night,
but kept doing the worm though, even when the tooth went flying.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Eric. 414-799-1029. Bitch to Mitch, alcohol may have been a factor today. It's the Hog.
What the hell is this?
Joe and Borna, Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog.
Alcohol may have been a factor for Bitch to Mitch today. Let's go to Kim in Hartford. Kim, what did you do?
I did not do it, but I was witness to it. In college, my sophomore year, I lived on a co-ed floor, and there was a kid that was a freshman that moved to college from a dry county. So he really never drank a lot. So
he was like an Amish kid, like the Amish shows?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, pretty much without the clothing.
Okay.
So we took him to Greek Row one of the first weekends we started school.
What, are you trying to kill the kid? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were. So we got him pretty shined up. And when we got back to the dorms, we had to carry him, and he passed out. And so some of the other guys on the floor, I did not do this, but some of the other guys on the floor shaved his eyebrows off.
Yeah.
And we called him Unibrow for the rest of the semester.
Oh, boy.
Do eyebrows grow back quickly or not?
I don't think they grow back quite the same.
They don't grow right.
It's not the same.
Right?
It's not quickly, I don't think. Yeah.
He looked like a cancer patient, I
and
bet.
And you don't have any idea how big your forehead is when you don't have eyebrows.
Until you don't have eyebrows.
Imagine.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Okay, let's go to Gary in Brookfield. Gary, what happened? Alcohol was a factor.
Okay, this was when I was about 19 or 20. My girlfriend wanted to meet her mother, and she lived on Okeechobee Lake, and they had a big party. And she said, "Bring your swimming suit, bring a nice clothes to stay overnight, whatever, because we're going to party all day, go out and pontoon, water ski, jet ski, all that." And it was probably one of the biggest houses I ever been in. Her mom and dad were divorced. She got the house. It was huge. So we drank all day, partied, roasted out. And at the end of the night, this is like a three-story house with an elevator and stuff on Okeechobee Lake. I mean, I never seen anything like this. Well, I had to go use the bathroom, and I ended up walking in the wrong room, and I screwed her mother.
Come on.
What?
Yeah, they looked identical, crawled in a bed. The only two people that know is her and myself and you guys now.
Now, wait, so the mom was receptive to your seed?
Oh, yeah, she liked it.
It could happen. It could have happened.
It was the best drunken mistake that I ever could have done.
Sometimes it does happen. Sometimes.
And it was 1-4. I was so confused. I was so jagged up that I went down, I went to the bathroom, went in the refrigerator, whatever I did, and I just ended up getting off and walking up and went in the same room, but I just 1-4 different.
Yeah,
okay. Could.
And,
Mom was down.
It could happen. I know a fella that had a mother-daughter team.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm calling total BS. he read that in Letters to Penthouse sometime.
The forum.
That decided to make it his own story and call the program. Look, I can believe a lot. I am calling absolute BS on that.
I'm with you.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.
Quick one for alcohol may have been a factor. A Mitch's Brew Night at the Sail Loft. My buddy Jimmy, who was trimming trees at Okachi Lake for me, comes down. We're hanging out at the Sail Loft, and suddenly, after like 4 beers and 5 quick shots in an hour, he got really stumbly drunk, kind of fell off his bar stool, 2 glasses go flying off the bar. There was a family eating dinner, real nice family, 2 kids under 10, and he shook up the whole place. I pick him up. I said, "This is a Mitch's Brew Night. Pull it together. You can't do this here or you're done." So he can't drive. I drive his car home. I haven't drove clutch in a few years. I was a whiz, man. I drove that. I stopped drinking. I had like 1.5 beers. Didn't drink the whole night because I had to watch Jimmy. Took care of him. Alcohol may have been a factor. Borny, you remember that story,
I remember
right?
You telling me that story.
I mean,
I
this guy,
about that, yeah.
He disrupted the place. Yeah. I mean, it was...
Doesn't
it
that suck when you have to interrupt your night of enjoyment because you're like, now I'm the one in charge. Mm-hmm. Now I'm the adult.
I have to take now care of Jimmy.
I have to take care of him so I can't be wrecked. So now I'm going to put my night on hold.
That's
you
gotta, what happened.
You do it for a friend, right?
But you do it for a buddy.
I suppose. Yeah.
So I did it.
Okay. Bitch to Mitch brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit ZVCTattoo.com.